This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself? Talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now, get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
I told the kids.
Well, I mean, I told Alec, and my kids listen to everything and think every conversation is about them. telling him that statistic that you found, that like most podcasts don't make it past 7 episodes or whatever. And the big kid has very much latched on to it. It's, you know, really encouraging. He's like, 5 episodes? Wow, that's so close to 7 and you haven't quit.
Aww.
Thanks, buddy.
Oh, sweet boy.
He might be our podcast's biggest fan, which is precious.
I love it.
It very excited.
Auto-played. Like, my car automatically connects to Spotify and will play whatever you were listening to last. Mm-hmm. And so it auto-played us, not in chipmunk mode, because I do listen to us on chipmunk speed sometimes.
That sounds horrible.
It's interesting. But it was in normal speed, and so my big kid recognized us, and he just looked at me and was like, "That's you." It's like, yeah, bud.
Sure is. That is my voice on the internet.
And then my middle just immediately went, "Bleh-bleh!" It's cool. I'll change it.
Don't want to listen to that. Welcome to the Adventure Mamas podcast. I'm Ashley and Nikki is here with me, and we are chatting today about road trips. Woo-hoo! It is summer. I've already taken some road trips. You've already taken some road trips. Mm-hmm. I bet some people have taken some road trips and have some more coming up. So I thought we would chat today about like some tips and tricks for road trips, things that have worked for us, things that have not worked for us, and probably tell some silly stories along the way. So,
yeah.
Do you have a favorite road trip story, Nikki?
There's a lot of like funny tidbits. Most of them are pre-kid.
Okay.
Because road trips with kids are fun and we enjoy them, but it's more work.
Yes. Whereas
road trips pre-kids, like we made stops in Nashville for lunch just to eat lunch in Nashville, like
just to be hip and trendy.
Just to see what it was about, you know?
Yeah.
And now we stop where there's big fields and playgrounds. That is the allure for us.
Yeah, no, I think we last road trip we straight up stopped at like a Wawa and my kids played in the drainage ditch. Like not my best roadside stop, but not my worst.
Yeah. my kids love like big truck stops. There's usually like a small green space, probably kind of gross because that's probably where people walk their dogs. Mm-hmm. But my kids love to sit on the curb and watch the huge trucks go by.
That
so
is
we have like curb picnics.
I like it.
Watch trucks.
I think we've also had a truck stop picnic or two.
Okay.
But when I was sitting down to like outline this episode, my favorite road trip memory for sure is when we moved here. It was me and my mom, and my son was just about a year old. My husband took the dogs and he flew, and I drove the car. And I got the way better deal because I do like the thought of flying with the dogs gave me a lot of anxiety. And my mom flew out to drive back with me. It was great. It was a great trip. But my son had like this massive blowout while we were driving, and we were like nowhere near a stop. And it was one of those that you hear and you're like, this is a disaster and needs to be changed right away. And so we just like pulled over on the side of the road. And it was already a disaster to the point where we like took him out of the car and we're dealing with it like on the hood or on the, I guess the trunk, on the trunk of my sedan that I was driving at the time. But also he's almost a year. So he decided that he needed to stand. So we're like trying to change this poo explosion, and he's just doing like this achy dance on the trunk of my car on the side of the highway. And we're just like, yeah. Doing it. This is where we are. It's like my mother still tells that story all the time. She thinks it's hilarious, and it is hilarious.
I love that. I would love to drive by.
Right.
I'm like, I would honk the horn and be like, go moms. Like
the joy we must have brought to so many people.
I love that.
So nothing's topped that, you know, in he's almost 7 and 6 years of having kids. Best one so far.
Yeah. I should record because it's hilarious. My ears get tired quick on a road trip because my oldest talks the entire time. And I don't know where he gets it from.
Right. I don't know. You're so quiet.
Yeah. And some of the things that he says are just hilarious. And I'm so tapped out at the end of a road trip that like I don't think to write them down. Mm-hmm. But I should. I should
start like shower doing that. Thoughts for a 5-year-old.
Like, well, I think I told you this wasn't even like a long road trip. So he didn't have a lot of time to cook up something good.
Yeah.
But he was asking me, trying to think, because it was funny the way that he to listen to his train of thought, but essentially, why, if I love you and you're my friend, why don't I kiss you?
Oh, you like, did tell me. Yes, yes.
And I was like, well, buddy, we just kissed family. And he goes, and the dogs. And I was like, please, like, and it just kept rolling, and he's like, no, like, you kiss them like a dog. And I was like, are you licking our dogs? Don't lick our dogs, they're huge shedders. And he's like, well, you lick them where there's no fur. And I'm like, dear God, I don't even,
where is there no fur? Oh gosh,
I know. And he goes, like their nose and their, I think he said belly, I don't know. I was like, don't lick the dog. Don't lick the dog, only kiss family. That's it. So, yeah, I should start recording the road trip conversations.
Yes, please.
Our next level.
That's fabulous. Mine make up a lot of songs. They're very funny. And sometimes I do manage to record them. They're nonsensical and adorable. Love them.
Oh, I love that.
So what's a trip and what's a road trip? Like where's the road trip marker for you versus like a long drive?
If I'm going somewhere and coming back in the same day, it's just a long drive.
Mm-hmm.
Like that's just, I'll tell them like, oh, it's a long car ride for an adventure. And that usually, we don't usually go more than 2 hours away in one day. I think that maxes out our like 2 hours there, 2 hours back.
Yeah. Yeah, I think we've done max like 3 each way in a day. Yeah. So yeah, Mine is similar. Like if we're not spending the night where we woke up, it's a road trip.
Yes. And usually I try to keep road trip days between 6 and 8 hours.
Yes. Yeah.
So that's like, that's similar. The road trip.
Yeah. Which is perfect.
Sorry, go ahead.
Were you going to say 6 driving hours?
Yep. Because it's very different.
Road trip math with children is... But math doesn't math, and yet.
Somehow, no matter how long the trip is supposed to be, it will be a 12 to 14 hour day. Always.
Yeah, that's fair.
It can be a 4 hour road trip. Somehow.
Something happens.
We managed to make it 12. Magic.
Yes, but like not good magic. Just like many, many cups of coffee magic. Mm-hmm. What are some road trips that you've done with kiddos?
Mostly along the East Coast. Mm-hmm. We've gone from Virginia to Florida, Virginia to Georgia, back and forth, Georgia to Florida. We have family in Florida. We have family all along the East Coast. So I am willing to travel pretty much anywhere along the East Coast. We have a big trip to New York coming up, which we've done Virginia to New York, but we haven't done Georgia to New York. So that'll be a big one. That's probably a 14-hour without stops drive. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah, that's a lot.
That'll be probably the biggest one that I've taken with kids. Without kids, I did New York to Texas twice.
When you do Virginia, you don't live here anymore. When you do Georgia to New York, are you going to be solo or is it you and Alex?
I think it's going to be our body.
Nice.
We haven't planned it out yet. We're looking around Christmas time to do Christmas with our family, but it's probably TMI for the podcast, but he's deploying in 2025. So we want to do like a big family Christmas. Mm-hmm. I don't know exactly when he's leaving in the next year, but being aware that he might not be in the States for Christmas the year after that. Mm-hmm. But when we travel with him, it also means we're traveling with the dogs. And so I think we're bringing all the Rothies.
What a blessing for your family.
On the 14-hour car ride.
Yes. Yes.
Love it. What about you?
We did California to Virginia. When it was just, it was actually pretty fun. I liked that because it was just like, I get along really well with my mom and it was just the one kid and it wasn't terrible. And also my mom paid for stuff. So like our hotel stops were nice. Yeah. Oh, and we didn't have my dog. Never mind. We had my dog after we got married. My mom, Alec and I got married over Memorial Day. Because he was off from school, from technical school. We got married on a Saturday. He flew back Monday morning. And then that following weekend, I loaded up my mom's car with my stuff and my dog. And my mom drove me from New Jersey to Mississippi. And then was just like, here's your wife. Bye. It's like getting dropped off at summer camp, but it was the rest of my life.
Military moms need an award.
Just the weird stuff they've done.
My in-laws also followed us on our road trip. We got married. My husband flew in. He thankfully had a couple weeks of leave. So we did an actual honeymoon, which is really rare among our folk.
Nope, not a thing we do.
And then the day after, like, we got back to New York after our honeymoon, like, we loaded up a U-Haul, and my in-laws, we took turns between driving my car and the U-Haul, and they followed us from New York to Texas with newlyweds. And I walked into my home for the first time with my mother-in-law and father-in-law and husband. And we bought them a hotel room for that night. Because we're like, for everyone's sake, see you tomorrow.
Please be gone. That's sweet. Your in-laws are sweet.
They are. They need a medal.
Yeah. For sure. Oh, and then we had our road trip for...
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself? Talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Indiana.
Oh, yeah. You know what? That was the longest one so far. That one will be right up there, depending on traffic. That one might beat out New York.
How long it takes you to get out of the state you live in.
I know. It was to get to Indiana, getting through Atlanta was hard. Yeah. We won't go through Atlanta to get to New York, but we'll have to brave DC. So toss one up for the other.
Yeah. I drive Virginia to Pennsylvania pretty often, like a couple times a year with my crew, usually by myself.
How long is that trip? Because you do it a lot.
I do. It's depending on exactly whose house I'm going to, between 5.5 to 7 hours.
Okay.
Depending on where exactly we're landing for the night.
Which is
I like to go up the Eastern Shore a lot of times, and I avoid DC that way.
Okay.
I kind of usually I pick the day of because I've done it enough times that it's familiar. And I'm just like, what feels fun today?
And that's funny because I think the perspective, like when you get over that mind hurdle of a road trip, like, and it's just another thing that you do, like Alex and I will joke about, oh, let's just skip down to Florida. It's a quick 5 hour. To go see his aunt and uncle. We're like, or when I came up to visit you in Virginia and I was like, 7 hours? That's a one day. It's cool. Let's just head out in the morning. I'm not packed. I'll pack before I go. And it takes a little bit to get there, but it's a nice kind of peaceful, like, this isn't a big deal. It feels like a big deal sometimes, but like, it gets to be a smaller and smaller deal.
Nice. And I really took baby steps getting to where, like, going between Virginia to and Pennsylvania on my own with the kids was not a big deal. Like, I started out and I would, when my son was really little and it was just him, we would take the train.
Oh, nice.
We did that a couple times. And so... he could, you know, he didn't have to stay in his seat and I wasn't responsible for driving. It was just like, let's get there.
Yeah.
And work it out. And because that's we were a family, we just like borrowed the gear that we needed, like from my sisters or whatever. And then for a while, right after my second was born, a couple trips that if Alec couldn't come, he would drive me halfway, and then one of my parents would meet us and bring me the rest of the way. So I have great parents.
You too. They really need a medal.
Yeah. Yeah. But like, again, I was obviously responsible for my children, but I wasn't also then responsible for the driving. And mm-hmm. so taking those like little steps to getting to a place where I finally, like, I was getting ready for a trip and my dad was like, oh, like, where are we going to meet you? And I was like, actually, I think I can do this on my own. Like, I feel like I can do this. And now I do it with three and it's fine. But like, I took all of those steps to get to that place where it's like, oh, it's fine. I can do this.
Yeah.
So if you have a way to take road trip training wheels.
Yeah. I think too, you know, it's going to become our podcast motto to lower expectations too.
Yeah. Like, that should be the show description.
Right. I deal decently with handling the curveballs that are thrown at me on a road trip because mm-hmm. just like, we are going to stop. My husband has a little bit of a harder time because he's like, oh my gosh, we stopped our last trip to Virginia. He should know that you stop for a meal and you know that 30 to 45 minutes later, you're going to have to stop for the bathroom because you just fed them all.
Yeah.
But that's very frustrating for the man who will drive 9 hours straight with no stops.
Mm-hmm.
He pulled up to Alabama on his last solo road trip with like 20 miles left of fuel in his gas tank. And I was like, cool, I'll deal with it tomorrow. I gotta pee.
I feel like that might just be a weird like man badge of honor. Like, I drove 20 hours and stopped once to get gas and drove the last 100 miles on spite. Like, I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't care about things like that. But even my dad will be like, I like driving to your place because I can do it on one tank of gas. And I'm like, but you really shouldn't. Like,
for Alexander, I know there's more time. Like when he left for Alabama, he gave himself enough time to get there and potentially have traffic, but he wanted to be with us as long as possible. So he didn't break it up longer. Mm-hmm. I love that about him. He wanted to get to Virginia quicker to be with his brother. Like, I get that, but also like, lower your expectations. We're going to have to stop a lot. The car is going to get messy. Like, we're going to eat in the car. I know we don't normally.
Because I was about to say, is there still the no eating in the car?
If it's, and my kids know that if there is a road trip, a long trip, they get road snacks. Mm. And we try to make it as least messy as you can, but especially with the three-year-old, like, there's no way.
Yeah.
So we're going to have to vacuum. And that, like, my husband struggles with a messy car. He's just a lot more structured in some of those ways than me, which is great because it balances me out.
Mm-hmm.
And he cleans the car. He doesn't just complain about it and expect me to do it. He cleans my car frequently. But, like, they're going to eat some cookies and there's going to be crumbs in the car. Sorry. And I don't get frustrated or disappointed about it because my expectations are already lowered.
So low. Yeah. I have, my kids eat in the car all the time. And it's horrifying. Alec actually cleaned my car over the weekend and he found things. It was frightening. Yeah, so I was like a little embarrassed and also I can't be bothered to pull over every time my kids need a snack, which is every 20 minutes.
Yes. So. The eye-opening thing for us was when we traveled our first flight with the checked car seat, mm-hmm. and we took it out of the car for the first time.
I'm laughing already because I can picture this in my mind where it's going.
Yeah. We dumped about a whole box of Goldfish crackers into a parking garage in Japan.
Yeah, yeah.
And then they, like, their airline stewardesses are so sweet and thorough, and they're like, they take my car seat and start wrapping it, and, like, Goldfish are still falling out despite us, like, shaking it in the parking lot. But, like, that's just life with kids. That's how it's gonna be. Won't be like that forever.
No, I'm still pretty messy, and I'm a grown human, so maybe it will be. I don't know.
But it'll be their own house.
It's true. They will be responsible for the mess.
Yeah.
So when you are planning, I know we talked for a while about Google Maps in another episode. What are you... Like, when you're just planning your route and how long things are going to take and what you're going to do along the way, is it Google Maps? Mm-hmm. And then, yeah.
It's Google Maps. Once in a while, I will cross-reference with, it is called Playground Buddy.
Oh, yes. I have that, too.
Cross-reference with that sometimes when I think about it. And then... Once in a while, all trails, like if I know that there's like a state park or something, mm-hmm. I'll look for those. I'll look for in Google Maps, they have like the little green blocks where there's like green space. I look for that in playgrounds and sometimes just literally putting in Google Maps, search for playground and route.
And yeah.
Something will come up. Like it'll be something for my kids to move their bodies at least.
Yeah. If you're not familiar, All Trails and Playground Buddies are Playground Buddy are both apps. Playground Buddy it's a map and you can like put in your location and it'll populate with all the playgrounds in the area. And then All Trails has a lot to it, many layers, but
yeah, I'm not,
well, I'm a free, I have a free like membership or whatever. I know
same.
A paid that has. I assume more bells and whistles.
I haven't dove too deep, but I like that Playground Buddy has pictures and mm-hmm. people can like put in descriptions, but I really love that All Trails has more detailed, especially for parents, like things like, can you take a stroller on it?
Yeah.
Are there bathrooms? Like the things that I'm going to search out anyway, so that they mm-hmm. put it in one place for me. That's nice.
Yes, all the information at my fingers. I picked a random playground on a whim off of Google Maps the last time we were driving, and it did not have a bathroom. Not a porta potty, nothing.
Hmm.
So that was a fun surprise for the kids and I. I was, you know, really banking on that toilet that wasn't there.
We should carry just seeds for lamb's ear. And planted along the edges of playgrounds such as that, because it is nature's toilet paper. And at least the next time we pass through, there'll be something soft for us.
Planted the seeds for our future.
Our future failures. Darn it! I ended up with the no bathroom playground again. At least I planted some lamb's ears.
So I feel like I just outed myself, but do you travel with a car potty?
No.
I clearly do not. No, a lot of people swear by it. And yeah. I don't love it. I did it like once. And I don't remember. Yeah. Yeah, it's a space thing for me. And also like once it's used and it's not I can't clean it well.
Like, do you put it back into the car with pee in it? Because
then I just dump the pee, which made me kind of wonder why I used it in the first place.
Yeah.
I think some people like have their kids use it in the car. So there's like the privacy aspect of it. Like,
I don't believe in that.
I mean, like, for myself I do, but not for my children.
That's when we hit up a truck stop or like the nearest sketchiest bathroom. I've gone into some sketchy bathrooms. Mm. Baby wearing. What trip was that? Because I feel like it was solo. It was a solo Virginia to New York trip is what it was. And it was mm-hmm. a liquor store bathroom.
Nice. That's a classy place to take your kids.
Yeah, I don't know why. I think there was some weird circumstance that that is where I ended up by chance. And just the potty training boy needed to go, and I needed to go. And we fit into a bathroom the size of like a locker with all three of us baby wearing. But it's okay. We made it out.
You survived. Yeah. Good job.
Sometimes things get hairy. Like yeah. it's sometimes even me with the low expectations yeah. is a little bit surprised. But you know, just keep on.
Keep on keeping on. So we're not traveling with car potties. What are we traveling with? What are your like road trip essentials?
Tell me yours first.
Okay, I will. So I do more trips solo than with my husband. Or maybe it's about 50-50. I don't know. We go up to see my parents a lot. When I am by myself, I use the passenger seat to hold everything that I am going to need during the trip. Yep. I do not want to be unpacking anything in the car. If mm-hmm. I need it, it needs to be right next to me. So I usually have a diaper bag, snack bag. Usually it's two snack bags. We're big snackers. Yep. So usually I have like the cooler bag with the cold stuff in it, and then like the shelf stable snacks in a different bag. Mm-hmm. I feel like I've mentioned this on every podcast. We are vegan and I have a very selective eater on top of being vegan. So I never plan on being able to eat food like when we stop. If mm-hmm. we're going to need to eat it that day, I have it packed already with us. I pack everyone a change of clothes that's accessible to me. Have it on the front seat. Sometimes I move the first aid kit up to the front, or I keep it really accessible in the back.
Yeah.
Not really because I'm anticipating like a major injury, but mostly because my kids are still very much in that, like, I have a cut and I need a Band-Aid. And if I don't get a Band-Aid, the world will end. Mm-hmm. And I'd rather not deal with that on a road trip. So I keep those accessible. mm-hmm. And then usually my kids will ride with their water bottles, and I have three car seats across three seats in the back of my small Xterra, which seats five people. So they're squishy back there, but they have, besides just them, they also have like over the seat organizers for both of the big kids. So when we have our acts together, those are filled with things that like they can do in the car. Or sometimes I like pre-fill them with snacks if I'm really on top of it. And then I don't have to be like chucking them from the front seat.
I had
my favorite road trip activity, and doesn't make me twitch at all.
We had a talk in our car about how my son can't throw things in the car. Like, it's not safe when I'm driving to see things flying. And he goes, but yes. Mom, you throw things all the way back to my middle all the time. And I'm like, yeah, but I'm the driver. Like, I've already assessed if I'm able to. And then she will be surrounded by like the 10 applesauce pouches that missed to get to the one. So then we have to collect back up the snacks at the next stop. You need to
work on your aim, Nikki. Gosh.
I have a three row, so it's
yeah. It's true. I would not get it to the right child that far. Probably not.
Yeah, we're similar. I will say too, especially because we have the minivan. Another nice nook that I like is in my second row. So behind my passenger seat is my youngest, and she's still rear facing. Mm-hmm. So like there's this weird triangle of space. But so there's like a little nook in between her seat and the passenger seat. Uh-huh. And I keep a bin there. It's maybe, I think it's meant to be for like file folders. Like it's like that size.
Oh yeah, yeah. I can picture your bin right now. Yeah.
Yeah. It's about that wide, a little bit thinner, maybe like 8 inches thin and maybe a foot tall. And it has swimmies, spare diapers, spare medicine, Odinon medicine, spare wipes, spare clothes. My mm-hmm. husband did just unpack it and found way outgrown clothes. Thankfully, the youngest now fits into the middle's old clothes that she outgrew. So we were still saved, but by a fluke.
Your kids are very close in age. That's reasonable. They are. Yeah. That's not unreasonable.
And yeah, Nat travels with us all the time so that like if something comes up, you know, when they were little, there were burp rags in there constantly. Now it wouldn't hurt to throw a towel or something in there in case we're out to find ourselves at a splash pad. And then right on top of that, I like wedge hard in there the diaper bag so that my front seat can have the snacks and the cooler. And I also keep like a bag of toys to truck back, especially for the youngest.
Yeah, I did do that on the last road trip. The last road trip was the first time I pulled out toys for the baby. Oh, you're 6 months. Maybe I should give you a toy for a little child.
Oh, she has plenty of things to play.
I know. With, like, so. She has siblings. She's fine. She is more than entertained.
And then the activity snacks. I usually start with their waters up there to try to limit the bathroom breaks, but they end up with their own waters and toys. Always blankies. Passies, extra passies. My kids have passies.
Yes.
So we have spares galore up front with me. And then we, unfortunately, it's not unfortunate. It is a tool that we use iPads usually for the last stretch of the road trip. Mm-hmm. Like when I'm frazzled.
Yeah.
There's not much else to do. I will pull out the iPad and we have seat back organizers that my kids can't reach yet. So it's not great for snacks and toys yet because it's too far ahead of them.
Yeah.
But it has a clear screen spot where I can tuck the iPad, set up a movie, and then hook their headphones to it. And then I get to listen to true crime podcasts.
Yay!
And or Beyonce. Whatever I'm feeling that
Whichever day. You need. Maybe both.
Yeah. So that's mostly our essentials. Charging cables, because my phone, even my new phone, will die quick on a road trip.
Yeah. I keep a cable in my car at all times, so I don't think about it being an extra thing. But yes, it lives there. It is always there.
Tissues. But that's like normal car things. Like,
yeah.
But we will always, I will, when I'm tired, my nose runs. That's a weird Nikki quirk that the world now knows about.
Interesting.
Everybody in high school probably thought I was a sickly child because I'm not a morning person. So
I'm just a little sniffly every day.
Yeah.
Huh. It's cute.
So we got tissues. Oh, my like
nose.
I like hard candies when I drive. Like something to
like a Jolly Rancher type situation? Like what are
Whatever.
Last
road trip we had lemon heads. Sometimes we'll get Gobstoppers. Jolly Ranchers, Werther's. I'm feeling extra like granny-ish.
Butterscotch.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Where does one even buy those? Because
at a gas station, they're everywhere.
Materialize for grandmothers.
No, they're delicious and they're available at most gas stations, actually.
Well, now I'm going to look.
They probably aren't vegan.
I don't think they are, but I will think of them fondly.
Just for the world to know, too, I want to point out that even though we've mentioned in every episode that you're vegan, because it makes a difference on adventures, you are like, you are not one of those people who tells everyone they meet, like, hi, I'm Ashley and I'm vegan. Like, you.
Oh, yeah.
I make fun of you because that's what us Roths do. Because we are carnivores. But you are not like in your face about your eating habits. It's just a factor with our adventuring. And I think anybody who has dietary restrictions would relate in any way. Like any type of dietary restriction just adds another layer of planning and thought into an adventure. So just so that the internet knows your true self, like you are not...
I'm a kind vegan.
You are. You are not a condescending, aggressive vegan. Like,
thank you. Appreciate that. I've worked hard. I've grown a lot. I let people cook meat in my house now.
Like I've, wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I've cooked meat in your house.
You have cooked meat in my house. Yeah. So much personal development.
So
much.
So anyways, that was a bunny trail, but I just
appreciate it.
Needed the world to know.
Thank you. Thank you for defending my honor. Besides the iPads, what else are you packing for your kiddo in the car? Or what are they packing? Are they at the packing for themselves stage?
I think we either mentioned this in the last podcast or just last time I chatted with you. We need to get better at that because they pack for themselves, but they forget it every time, like by the front door. They pack the bag, but then they forget that it's their responsibility to put it in the car.
Yeah.
And I forget that they're little and I'm going to forget to put it in the car. So,
yeah.
They each have like something special. So my daughter has a blankie. My son has a stuffy that they like, and that you'll usually go like in the car with them, like in the mm-hmm. car seat. iPads for the last part. My son is a talker. He loves a good game of I Spy. I just like want to rest my ears and he wants to spy 500 trees, but it's okay. It's all good.
Yeah.
Books. Go flip through books. It's really cute watching the baby flip through a book. She loves to sit and look at a book. Yeah. There's like Melissa and Doug makes a lot of really friendly car trip friendly things.
A lot the water, of things. Yeah.
The water books are a big hit in the car.
I have many of those. I like those for the car a lot.
They have like a magnetic board where like you can put like a picture and there's all these like magnets that can build like the picture, and that's like a fun road trip one.
That's a Melissa and Doug thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's cute.
It's like a little box where all the magnets are stored and then the top is magnetic. They can like make like little scenes, like city mm-hmm. scenes or country scenes. Drawing pads, like either Etch-a-Sketch type of things, or there's, now that we're in, I don't know, the 2020s, there's like LED drawing things.
Yes. Well, we have both. We have the Etch-a-Sketch and the LED drawing pads. And my kids go back and forth. They find the Etch-a-Sketch kind of tricky still.
Yeah.
The motion of it is hard for them to get. But unfortunately, both of our, like the LED drawing pads belong to my middle daughter. So it really just depends on how benevolent she's feeling that day as to whether or not anyone can look at them.
Yeah.
Play with them.
My middle is the artiste. She, the other, I mean, the baby isn't really there yet.
Yeah.
But my oldest isn't very entertained by that.
Yeah.
otherwise we listen to a lot of podcasts.
Mm-hmm.
Books on, like audiobooks.
Yeah.
A lot of blippy songs. Sometimes.
What are you listening to?
Always Brains On.
Always Brains On. We love Brains On.
I know. I should find some others, but like nothing. If he asks for a podcast, he'll say, I want my podcast. And it is always going to be Brains On. He's not looking for anything else.
Has he listens to any of the other, like,
in their world, like
their, in their Brains On universe.
Yeah, that's what they call it. No, but we should venture there because he is content to listen to them over and over, and I am not.
I am not either. No. So Forever Ago is like history.
Oh, that would be
Boom Best is a debate show, and it's like really, but it's really ridiculous topics. Like they argued like centaurs versus Pegasus, like types of candy or like random animals. It's very silly. And then Moment of is like, those episodes are like 5 minutes long, and it's just like one short question that they answer, and we listen to all of them. The only thing my kids agree on. That, and they really like this podcast called Tiny Theologians, which was really precious. Tiny Theologians is like a whole company with like discipleship tools, but then they also came out with this podcast where they did like the ABCs, attributes of God, for each episode. Cool. So it's like a brother and sister going on little adventures to learn about the attributes of God, which my kids really liked it. And I just like patted myself on the back.
But my kids need some more Jesus, so I'll have them listen to it. Learn your fruit of the spirit, you heathens.
Do they know the fruit of the spirit song? Because that gets us. Okay. It's amazing. So when you're done with this, I will send it to you. But the basic gist is he says random fruits. The fruit of the spirit's not a coconut. No, the fruit of the spirit's not a coconut. If you want to be a coconut, you might as well hear it. You can't be a fruit of the spirit. Because the fruit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. And he just goes on and on with random fruits. And it is delightful. We love it. And when
that sounds cute.
When we're being particularly unspirit-filled, I just look at my kids and I go, you're being a coconut right now. Mom, you're being a coconut. Okay. Take a break.
I tell my kids to go read a book when they're like driving me nuts or need an attitude break, and I've caught my kid reading like his storybook Bible, and I'm like, yes. Read some more, 10 more minutes.
As we rage disciple our children. It's fine. Oh, where were we? Things our kids are doing in the car, podcasts. That's where we are.
We like, so even if you don't have like Audible, which is wonderful, we love Audible, but I'm cheap and don't love paying for things. Especially during COVID, a lot of teachers were reading on YouTube. Mm-hmm. So there are, and we watch it sometimes. Sometimes that's like my kids' screen times as they read a book. Like it has the pages of the book and the words on the screen in front of them. Sometimes we do that, but we can also listen to that in the car, or we listened to like a fourth grade teacher read The Borrowers.
Mm-hmm.
And it's fun too, because they're teachers. So they're like interjecting and teaching the book as well.
Yeah.
And so that was fun. And I feel like that's relatively new, just because teachers had to pivot so much during COVID to connect with their students. So if you don't have any Audible credits or Libby, we use Libby, the library app, a lot. I use it more than my kids do because I read books with my neighbors.
Yeah.
But That also is an option.
I don't use Libby. That's audiobooks and like regular ebooks, right? For Libby?
Yes. And I believe there's some nuance that because you're military, like you can have lots and lots of library cards. Like I think I can have every New York library on my Libby, which means endless books and shorter wait lines because you have to wait for an audiobook. It's not like Audible where it's unlimited.
Yeah.
Like 500 people can have the same book. Like, no, you got to wait your turn. Like you're checking it out of the library.
That seems unfair if there's no actual physical book to check out.
And Dune had a 50-person wait list. So I'm not reading Dune anytime in the near future.
Have you checked Spotify? Because that's where we've been listening to a lot of audio.
Oh, yeah.
It's just right on Spotify.
Way to go, Spotify. I forgot about that. Yeah. My Spotify.
I think that's also relatively new.
I did remember that they had classics, but I had a weird thing where my Spotify was still connected to Japan for some reason. So anything like different countries have different things available. Yeah. I actually just had to cancel my old account and remake a new one for it to finally register that I was in America. And maybe I could have changed the settings if I read Japanese, but it was not giving me any grace way there to figure it out. So I will be exploring the depths of Spotify again. American no. Spotify.
Oh. Do you want to talk safety or favorite pit stops you've made?
I want to hear your safety thoughts.
Okay. Excellent. Stops are my safety thought, and they are frustrating when you're getting the hang of it, especially if you're just starting out traveling with kids. But plan to stop about every 2 hours at minimum, because every 2 hours is about the recommendation for getting your kids up out of their car seats.
Huh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. Most of what I know about road trip safety, I have learned in terms of like kids and road trip safety, I have learned from CPSTs, who are child passenger safety technicians. They're the people you want to go to if you're not sure how to properly install your car seat, but they also have a lot of other really good information about like safety in general when you're traveling with your kids. So there's someone locally that I reach out to sometimes when I have questions. And there's also someone I follow on Instagram. She's at Safe in the Seat is her Instagram handle. And she has a lot of really good content about both like car seat safety and just overall car safety. Yeah. So
I never have thought too much about logistics like that. Like I usually stopped every 3 hours just because I tried to push it past two, but I didn't know that there was a recommendation from
car seats. I think especially with like the younger your kids are and the less neck control they have, you want to kind of give their bodies a break from being in the positions that their car seats put them in. So yeah, getting used to the stops and taking them, even if it means your trip's going to take that much longer. I think you said what you planned, 12 to 14 hours.
Yep.
Was that serious or hyperbolic? Because either one.
Somehow Virginia to New York always ended up 12 hours. That was not a hyperbole.
What's the drive time on that trip? Do you know?
7 to 8 hours.
Okay. Yeah, that seems reasonable.
Also, like some of that is traffic too, because there's always, I feel like no matter where I go, there's always a major city, and no matter, I'm always going to go through some city at rush hour. Like,
yeah,
there's no way to time it
that you don't. Yeah.
You can't type for every city. Like I can try to time it around DC, but then I'm going to hit, you know, another city somewhere else. So
eventually there will be traffic.
Yeah. But also, I do try to space out, like be aware of those high traffic areas and put a stop either right in front of it or right after it or both.
Yeah.
Because knowing that we're going to be in DC traffic for 2 to 3 hours, like I'm just going to be frustrated if my next stop is scheduled for an hour past DC and now it's 4 to 5 hours and my kids are hangry and their bodies hurt and they have to go pee. Like,
yeah.
So just one before, one after. Now I know to plan that for Atlanta too. That was my first time driving through there. And there's some great parks right before, near Quantico, right before DC.
Mm-hmm.
Like the before the worst of the DC traffic starts.
Yeah.
There's a really cool one. And of course, I can't remember the name of it.
Now we'll never know. It'll be your secret playground forever.
I mean, if you search playground on Google Maps near Quantico, I'm sure you'll find it.
Yeah, that too. But we'll never know which one is your favorite.
What other safety things you got?
Safe in the seat last week reminded us very funnily not to breastfeed your baby while driving. Well, you should not do it while driving, but like in the car.
It's like, that's an option.
No, not while you're driving. I don't know how that would happen. But every once in a while, like in a mom group, someone's going to chime in and be like, oh, just nurse your baby while like in the car. Do not do that. It's incredibly unsafe. And I have definitely tried it before, but it's incredibly unsafe. Please don't do it. In the horribly unlikely incident that you have an accident, the weight of your body that close to your child's body is going to create a lot of problems. Generally, I think when people are throwing this advice out, their baby is still strapped into the car seat and mom's kind of just leaning over the car seat. So if you think about the physics of that one for a minute, it is not good. Don't do it. Don't risk it. Not worth it. Pull over. Your kids need to stretch their legs anyway.
Yeah. And I'm always with the rear facing car seats concerned about choking. I'm hesitant to give my baby food or water in her rear facing car seat anyways.
Yeah.
She's just in that reclined position.
Yeah.
And she's like almost two. She turns two in September. So I feel like she's starting, but I'm always nervous giving her something to munch on there.
Yeah.
So I would be very hesitant to nurse like a newborn that doesn't have as much like neck control stability. I would just think that they would choke doing that.
Yeah.
No, I was picturing.
Don't do it.
Well, I was picturing holding the baby like in the backseat or when you first said like driving, like one hand on the steering wheel, one hand holding a newborn, which also sounds incredibly dangerous.
That would be a lot more dangerous. Yes. Please don't do any of these things. Take care of your babies. Do you do like car tune-ups before you travel? Because I don't usually.
I have a fancy car.
Easily stolen fancy car.
It's a Kia. Please don't steal my car. But it tells me, like, I can push a button and see the air gauge on my tires. Like, I don't check that, but I mean, I can look at it easily.
Yeah.
Before taking off, I should, like, I know to check my oil, but I don't usually. And fluids and things. Mm-hmm. Like, I know to do those things, but I'm not always the wisest with that. I should.
I'm pretty bad about it. Sometimes I remember to go like check my tire pressure before I leave. And usually that's because Alec has told me like 6 times.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes he just goes and does it for me because he takes really good care of me. Yeah. She's really kind.
My husband makes sure that I'm not driving on like an old oil change.
Mm-hmm.
But we generally are good at making sure our oil is changed anyways. But like if it's coming close, we make sure to do it before a big road trip.
Yeah.
Probably just for peace of mind. I've never heard of like oil going bad that dramatically that quickly, or like mm-hmm. running out that dramatically that quickly. But
yeah,
it's wise to do still.
Yeah. Do you have unbucklers? Your kids unbuckle their car seats?
Oh no.
Amazing.
One of mine can, but he won't. I don't think he's figured out that he can, or he's just very, he's so black and white. He gets nervous if I start rolling out of the driveway while he's finishing his last clip.
Yeah.
I'm not ready.
Yeah.
Fine. Okay. Just snap it in quick.
I mean, my kids are the same way, but then they'll be like, you know, we'll be driving down the highway 70 miles per hour. And they're like, I unbuckled myself. Yeah, it's horrible. We went through a very short, thankfully, period of time where I had to then zip tie the car seats, which was like probably not very, like really unsafe in the event of an emergency, but also they would not keep them buckled. It was horrible. Thankfully, that passed pretty quickly. But like,
on a safety note there, we do have an all-purpose tool. I don't know. It's something my husband put in the car. I don't mm-hmm. remember what kind it is, but it has a window breaker on it, a seatbelt cutter, a knife like that. I think it's like a all-purpose knife type of tool. I don't know. I'm not well versed in these things.
Yeah.
But my husband specifically put it in there because it has a knife that's good for clothes. It is pointy. It's not supposed to be. It's supposed to be flat on top, but that's in the other car. But it's a good one for clothes, and then it has a window breaker and anything else that like you might need in an accident to get out easily. Mm-hmm. And we used it to slice cheese on a picnic. Our last road trip really saved the day for our picnic.
What a fabulous use. I bet Alex was so proud.
She was like, did you pack a knife for this block of cheese that you put in a cooler? And I said, nope. But we got the emergency knife.
I used to keep my camping knife in the car until my kids found it. And then I had to move it out of the car. But
your mostly, camping knife, too, is huge. Yeah.
It's a legit camping knife, but mostly it's only ever been used to make peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. Same thing.
I have seen you make peanut butter and jelly sandwiches with it and was surprised.
It just makes me feel really cool.
It's like a Bear Grylls machete.
You know, I just take my sandwich making to the extreme. It's an extreme PB&J.
It could gut the deer you killed, but we know you didn't kill a deer to eat.
This is why we can't record at night. Do you like to drive at night?
Nope.
Or would, me neither. Me neither. Not my favorite. I try really hard to get the trip done before nightfall.
I don't. So I've always been a car sleeper.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm quick to get tired. And I've had to brake for 10 minutes. And I don't know what the safety guidelines would be for stopping and sleeping in your car for 10 minutes with three kids. But I figure that it's if I lock the doors and try to go to a safe looking spot, it's safer than falling asleep at the wheel.
Yes, much, much safer. Also, can you sleep for 10 minutes and then just, like, wake up? Or are you just, like, resting your eyes?
It's like a mom sleep.
It takes me, like, an hour to fall asleep. I don't know what. Unless I'm not trying to. And
so, like, it's like a mom sleep where, like, I can hear everything and somehow I'm still sleeping-ish.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Also, it's usually the kids will have their iPads on. So, like, they're quiet and being entertained.
Mm-hmm.
Usually that's part of the problem, is that all the kids are being quiet and it's just quiet and going on and I'm tired.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, and then my oldest won't sleep in the car anymore. So we've rolled into places at 1 o'clock at night when we're driving to New York, and it ends up taking significantly longer. And he's still awake talking.
Oh my gosh. I would be crying.
So I don't, like, it's not even like they'll all fall asleep and I'll listen to an audiobook. Like, no, they're going to be up, going to be exhausted. My ears are going to be tired. Like, I'm just going to be overstimulated and yet mm-hmm. somehow still tired and understimulated in other ways. Like,
yeah. It's you've been sitting on your butt looking at a highway for however many hours.
I'd rather get a hotel than drive at night.
Mm-hmm. I agree with that. Not my favorite.
I don't like it. My husband will drive at night, but I will not be awake and keeping him up.
Yeah.
Because I'm a car sleeper.
Yes. I love a car nap.
Mm-hmm. It's a love-hate thing for me. I will always fall asleep and I will always be frustrated at how uncomfortable I am and how stinky the nap was. But I still will fall asleep. Speaking of stinky.
Ooh.
Which do you think would be the stinkier? So for a while, we didn't have a vehicle that was big enough to take our whole family on road trips. So we had to take two vehicles. And this is why we have the minivan, is because mm-hmm. now we can fit three kids, two dogs, and luggage, and two adults in one car. But we couldn't when we had our Escape. We couldn't fit two kids, two dogs, two adults, and luggage in it. So we would take one car would have kids and luggage, and the other car would have dogs and luggage, usually. Because there's so many things. There's pack and plays and mm-hmm. strollers and many things. Which car do you think would be stinkier? The car with the kids or the car with the dogs?
I've met your kids and your dogs, and it's the car with your kids.
No. It is not.
Really?
Although, yeah, I mean, both are very legitimate guesses. Like, the one with the kids is for sure the louder car. But yeah, no, my dogs stress out and they mouth breathe the whole time and the whole car smells like dog breath.
Huh.
So road trips get stinky. And they like stress shed even more than normal, like when they're stressed out. So they just like poof out all of their fur and dander and stink. It's glamorous.
That sounds amazing.
But it's also just like the most feasible right now. Like, we aren't going to be able to fly to adventure for many mm-hmm. things.
Yeah.
And we have the camper now. So like we have the ability. Like we have the ability. We have a car. We have a car that works and fits everybody. Like, the sky is the limit.
Mm-hmm.
We just have to survive through a bunch of picnics. Not because we have eating restrictions, but because Yo Girl is cheap. But we'll have a future episode about adventuring on a budget, because
yes,
it doesn't have to be a once a year expense. Like, it can be close to the same cost as your regular week.
Yeah, you're very good at that.
I try really hard.
You're doing a great job.
Just because spending a lot of money isn't going to make adventure accessible for us.
Right.
So if I stay on the budget, it will be. And part mm-hmm. of that is peanut butter and jelly sandwiches or cheese and crackers with my car knife at a rest stop.
I want pictures of the car knife.
It's not as exciting as yours.
Oh, well, good.
I'm glad my knife is bigger. Post a picture of your. We're comparing knives. Yours is bigger. Thanks. Should share a picture of it.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's like the world is at our fingertips. I realized I think I'm going to start pushing out further west.
I haven't really ventured past the East Coast, except for when I lived in Texas, very briefly. So I've been looking at Alabama.
Ooh.
In Tennessee, like, they have some pretty mountains and water, natural water slides and things. And I'm like, what's stopping me? Right now it's 115 degree heat index, but in a few months, nothing is going to stop me.
Can you think of any, like, favorite, like, pit stops or cool things that you've seen or done as road trip stops?
I love a big playground. There's one in Pennsylvania. Have you been to that one? It's very descriptive.
I was like, is the state the description? There's a playground in Pennsylvania. I've been to several.
Anytime on the groups, like on the 1,000-hour outside groups, whenever anybody's like, I'm driving up the East Coast, where should I stop? This playground is mentioned, and it is on my route. It's in like Salisburg. I'll look up this one for you guys.
Thanks. When we were driving to Indiana, we stopped at a playground in Ohio in Blue Ash, and it's Summit Park. There's like multiple playgrounds, but one of them is like a nature playscape, and it was so cool. And it was like not supposed to be a very long stop, and we were all so bummed because like we all wanted to stay. And I was like, we have to go, but maybe one day we'll be in Ohio again and we'll come back. There's like water features and tons of stuff to climb, and my kiddos love things to climb. It was super cool.
There's one in Richmond that I stopped at before on a road trip. It was a little bit, it wasn't a good spacing. In my mind, it was before the DC traffic, but the one near Quantico was better for that. But still, I think it's Park 360, Park 365.
Is it SOAR 360 or is it Park 360?
It's SOAR 360.
That one there again.
Yes. Yeah. That one was great. We found it as a road trip stop. Mm-hmm. Kids Grove Playground in Selins Grove, Pennsylvania is a really good one. Mm. It's a big, like, it has a whole, like, kids village where they can play, like, that they're, like, in the pharmacy, now in the library. And then it's one of the big, like, wooden structure ones, and it's not far from the major highway up the East Coast. There's one fairy tale themed playground that was really cute and had a bunch of fields in Maryland. I think it's like Sophia and Madigan's playground came up. Mm-hmm. And it's like they have, it's like an inclusive playground, but it's themed like it has like a big pumpkin coach. And
that sounds fun. That's Maryland.
Let me double check. Yeah, Frederick, Maryland.
Oh, cool.
There's some cool ones in Jacksonville. Let me look up the one near Quantico just because I've mentioned it like five times.
Our DC area stop is Arlington, and we do park is called Fairlington Park in Arlington, and I always forget the name of it, and Alec always has to remind me. But
did you write it down for the podcast?
I did.
You're better than me today.
This episode was my idea. I was somewhat prepared for my own idea.
Hey. You did it.
I did. But that one, the kids really like it. It's not my favorite because there's a lot of like turf and like rubber bits instead of like wood chips or like natural grass. I don't know. It's very like manufactured, but it does have a lot of like cool climbing spaces. And then it has a big sand pit.
Ooh.
That's awesome for a road trip, for a mid-road trip stop. Hey, kids sand. Covered in sand. But as we've already established, I don't care about my car. And it's seen some things. So this and is just another layer of whatever.
We haven't really, like, I'm realizing we haven't done much other than playgrounds. Mm-hmm. But maybe we should.
My sister came to visit me, and she did, as like her big halfway stop, she did like a children's museum.
Ooh.
And I was like, why have I never thought to do that?
Yeah. Or like I just saw, because I'm looking for this spot, and there's like a putt-putt place. And I'm like, oh, my kids would love, like, putt-putt's usually inexpensive, and they love it. So
That would be fun to do a road trip and to not do any, like, not to do any of our normal stops.
I thought you were going to be like, not do any playgrounds. I'm like, that sounds like torture.
But I mean, that might have been where I was going.
But you're like, meaning like to try something new at every stop.
Yeah.
That would be like a fun challenge.
Mm-hmm. Because I'm finding, especially as my kids are getting older, they're like, they still need to stop, but they don't want to stop.
Yeah.
Like, their bodies need to stop, but the brains are like, no, let's just get there. Because they're either, you know, for the most part, they're either going to, like, my parents, which they're excited about, or they're going home and they're going to see daddy and they're excited about that. Yeah. And so it's hard to be like, no, we need to stop and, like, actually stop. Like, we need to get out of the car for a while. Your body will feel better if you do that.
Yeah. I think that this place was Locust Shade Park, and they do have putt-putts. That might be new. When we went, there was like an exercise, like an outdoor gym with like, but like playground exercise type of things. And mm-hmm. I think there was like a ninja type of course, but there's a bunch of trails and stuff, which we didn't do because we're always trying to still keep the breaks relatively short, but maybe I should just add a stay somewhere. That always adds another expense. It's always a give and take, you know. Mm-hmm. But yeah, that would be fun to like try something new. My sister-in-law, it's one on her bucket list, and she wants to see every like state's biggest thing. So, like, she knows one state has the state's biggest, like, roller skate. Or, like, all these crazy things. And she knows what most of them are. And, like, she's the one who doesn't have kids. So,
yeah,
they travel a little bit more than us with kids. But, yeah, it's just really fun. Like, maybe we should do that.
It's a fun bucket list.
Yeah. They're fun people. You would like my brother and sister-in-law. Any other road trip thoughts? We are running short on time.
Yeah, I sensed that. By sense that, I mean I'm starting to get tired. No, I don't think I have any other road trip thoughts. This was a good road trip chat.
Yeah. Any other thoughts that people have? I would love to hear them because I try to do one big adventure a month, which usually includes driving somewhere, whether that's driving to a house, like somebody's house to visit. I need to talk to you about visiting.
It's not 115 degrees here. It's hot, but it's not that hot.
That's the heat index. It's like 90-95 with a real feel of 115. A little bit better.
No, it doesn't sound better.
But yeah, like we road trip a lot. We try to do it at least every month. So mm-hmm. I'm always down for hearing other people's thoughts and ideas, tips and tricks. And
yes, please share. Your fun stops, your tips, your tricks, what your funny stories, your poo explosions on the side of the road. Love to hear them.
We should make a Google map
too with our stops that we like in our free time.
Yeah.
The Adventure Mama's Pit Stops.
Oh, I like it. We'll see. So fun.
Maybe in 5 years it will come to fruition.
Such hope.
Realistic expectations here.
Yeah. All right. Thank you guys so much for listening to our chat today. Next week, we're going to do a book talk. Yes. Okay. Yeah. We're going to talk about a book that Nikki loved and introduced me to, and then I loved. And should we leave it as a teaser or should we let the people know?
We can leave it as a teaser, but I'll say it was an encouraging and inspiring mom read, which is kind of hard to find. Because most parenting reads leave me feeling less good and capable and like I need to be doing better. Whereas this one actually inspired and really kickstarted a lot of my love of adventure. So it's a good one.
Yes. And we're really excited to talk about it. If you're enjoying our show, please take a minute to subscribe, rate, and review us. It helps us out. It helps other people find us. We would love to hear from you. You can follow us on Instagram at adventure.mamas.podcast, or you can email us at adventuremamaspodcast@gmail.com. I don't know that we've gotten any email yet, so send us some.
Who's going to be the first? It's going to be your mom.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe. And I would be delighted. So, thanks so much. Happy adventuring!